You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every month we catch up with Visionary UK to hear what they've been up to and what some of their partners have been up to. We're joined today by Fiona Sanford from Visionary, Charlotte Carson from Look UK and Kerry Firth from Vision Foundation. So Fiona, what's been happening with Visionary this month?
We've been super busy in the last month actually with recruitment. I'm really happy to say that we've recruited two new colleagues, one of whom has already started with us, Nina Chesworth. Nina's joined us as Projects and Campaigns Coordinator, and Nina's well known to some of the people within our world because she has done some work with Esme's Umbrella, looking at sharing information about Charles Bonnet syndrome, which, as many of the listeners will know, is something that affects lots of people in very different ways. And I'm absolutely over the moon that she's joined us. She's a woman with lived experience, so I think that brings an added dimension to the Visionary team. She's going to be taking on quite a number of our work streams and really leading from the front with our lived experience. And our other colleague isn't joining until later in May, so I can maybe talk about him next time. So really excited about having both of these people with us.
Oh, that's great. Two new members of the team. Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
And we're joined today by Kerry and Charlotte from two of our partner organisations, the Vision Foundation and Look UK. They're going to talk to you about a collaborative venture that they're doing. But here in Visionary, we've worked closely with both of these organisations and we love working with them. What they do is innovative, it's pioneering, and it really is making a difference for lots of people. And lots of our local member organisations deliver services for children and young people. And sometimes children and young people have very specific needs and issues which arise from their visual impairment. And these two organisations working together are doing something fantastic. They're organising a youth conference on the 20th of May called Let's Talk About Mental Health. It's an online conference, so anybody from anywhere can join in. But I think you would be much better hearing about this event from Kerry and Charlotte.
Thanks, Fiona. Hi, it's Charlotte here from Look. We're delighted to be working with the Vision Foundation, and this event is aimed at young people aged 16 to 25 to come and hear speakers talking about mental health and any mental health challenges they faced and how they overcame them. So this event is going to be covering lots of different topics. Kerry's going to tell you a bit more in a moment. We actually have a number of speakers coming. Many of our Look mentors will be there. And for those of you who know us, we run a mentoring program. So this event is basically bringing together fantastic speakers and mental health professionals to talk about all different kinds of mental health challenges that visually impaired young people may face and really fantastic coping strategies. And we know that mental health challenges are on the rise anyway in the general population. And when you are coming to terms with a visual impairment or potentially facing barriers in your life, whether it's to do with education or employment or grieving sight loss, you know, coming to terms with your diagnosis, your mental health and well-being will be challenged. We wanted to come together and create an event where we hear stories from people who have overcome any mental health challenges connected with visual impairment that they faced. So we'd invite anyone to come and hear from these fantastic speakers. We've got lots of different workshops planned, and the Vision Foundation are hosting this fantastic event, and we're delighted to be working with them. Over to you, Kerry.
Thank you, Charlotte. And really, it's really great to be working with yourself and with Look again on this event. And this event is really important to us as an organisation because currently our thematic area of focus is tackling loneliness and isolation for visually impaired people. So this conference has kind of very much come out of that. And it's to create as well this safe space for young people where they can come along, they can listen to other people, as Charlotte said, you know, who are at different stages of that mental health journey. The whole event has been designed by and for young people. So, you know, we've had a young person steering group who have been at the forefront of this. So, you know, all of the sessions have been sought out by them and sort of suggested by them. You know, you want relatable material. And as Charlotte said, we've just got such a range, really, of panelists, of sessions, mindfulness about how to cope with or come to terms with or understand and combat anxiety at school or in work, or even, you know, when you're trying to find employment, all sorts of different stages of your life as a young person, and as well that coming to terms of sight loss. And it's really quite shocking when you think of the statistics. Vision Foundation conducted a survey back in 2019, and 80% of visually impaired people said that they experienced feelings of loneliness, either sometimes, often, or always. And actually, young people are between 16 and 29 are often twice as likely to experience loneliness than people who are over 70. And, you know, that's quite shocking and quite disturbing to hear. And obviously, we want to combat that. It's part of our ongoing and long-term mission to be addressing these statistics that this conference is coming out of. So we would really, really encourage people to join and come along. And I'm really happy and proud, actually, to be part of this event, especially, you know, with Vision Foundation. And we've actually just merged with the National Medical Research Charity Fight for Sight. We're growing at the moment as well. And just to bring all of these experiences and expertise to this conference is just going to be brilliant. For me, you know, I just wish that I'd had an opportunity like this to meet with other VI people my age and to really, you know, just understand that you're not alone and there's other people going through certain things. And it's just a great opportunity for people to get together as well, I think.
It sounds amazing. You're not only bringing multiple organisations together, but you'll be bringing young people together across the world. And the date it's on as well, the 20th of May, around this time, lots of young people will be in a point of transition, whether that's into a new school year or into university and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it sounds really fantastic.
And it's coinciding with National Mental Health Week as well, where the major theme is anxiety. And we know at Look, we're supporting many visually impaired young people, and anxiety is always a challenge. Mm. And so whether you're learning to self-advocate, speak up for your needs, these are all very anxiety-inducing situations. So we're hoping to tackle that and understand what is anxiety and what are the coping strategies. And just please come and please promote it. And we hope to also create some really helpful resources that could be shared after the conference as well.
As Fiona and Charlotte have said, it's on the 20th of May at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is online, so, you know, open to everyone worldwide even, you know. And to register, you can visit visionfoundation.org.uk, where there's a dedicated conference webpage, and you'll also find a detailed agenda on there as well. So a full breakdown of sessions and a sign up link. It is free to sign up.
And is that the best place for people to find out about the other work that Vision Foundation do as well, Kerry?
Yes, that's the main website for Vision Foundation. And on there, you'll find what we do and also more about this exciting merger.
And Charlotte, where can people learn more about Look?
Visit Look's website if you want more information about hearing from other young people and linking with other young visually impaired people. Also, on the 16th of May, Look and Victor are putting on an event aimed at parents to support their mental health. So please do come along to that event too. And we are www.look-uk.org.
And finally, Fiona, where can people keep up to date with what Visionary is doing?
So, as always, Familia, people can find out by just Googling visionary.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford from Visionary, Kerry Firth from Vision Foundation, and Charlotte Carson from Look UK for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.